So we've just been talking about disruptive technology for people in jobs that may be going away and attempts to sort of change their behavior, change their expectations to try to deal with those disruptions. But it's certainly not new. The music industry, dead, right? The news business, dead, right? The magazine business, dead. Well, not exactly. Technology caused those businesses to change. We get music from different places than we used to get it. And there's a really interesting new study out that suggests that the latest device, the iPad, may change people's behavior in the news business and actually create a revenue stream for some very, very troubled institutions. The New York Times, even public radio could conceivably benefit from this. It's a study out from the Boston Consulting Group. Managing director of the Boston Consulting Group is John Rose. He's here in the studio with us. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
You are also a member of the New York Public Radio Board here at WNYC, correct?
Yes, I am, and thrilled to be.
And exactly. And you know, we're actually, you know, very interested in this study, not only for our own self-interest, because I think finding revenue streams online for information that has up till now been free for a lot of institutions is a pretty important issue for everyone who has an interest in journalism. First of all, what was the study? Who did you survey? And how do you think iPads will cause people's behavior to change?
Well, we surveyed 13,000 people in 14 different countries around the world to try to understand who was interested in buying these devices, how they would use them, and how they would think about paying for content.
And what did people say about the iPod making or the iPad making a difference that, say, just looking at a laptop screen doesn't?
Well, first of all, we didn't specifically aim at the iPad. We aimed at devices like the iPad because Apple's device is one of probably many. What was fascinating is, first of all, this is poised to be a mass market device. We see adoption and consumer attitudes towards it that suggest that people will buy this much faster and have much more penetration than many traditional devices like the CD player. What we found was that the interaction, the consumer experience with the device is very much immersive and engaging and is very different than looking at sort of flat information on a PC screen, the ability to touch it, move it around, and actually interact with it.
So there's something about the actual quality of the interaction that has value. But we're not talking about people suddenly getting some kind of morality and deciding, I'm going to pay for this. They're basically choosing to pay for something because they think that this experience is not something that they want to sacrifice just for a few dollars.
Right. What's really cool about this is almost every new digital device and digital set of products that come with those devices has destroyed the economics of traditional media. Your point about music
Times,
is not wrong, and it's also true for the New York Times and other newspapers. People find this experience sufficiently satisfying and engaging that they're willing to pay 5 and 10 times what they would pay for the content if it showed up on the New York Times website.
So Vanity Fair is betting with their app for the iPad that this is going to work. Are they right?
Yes. I mean, I think consumers are willing to pay $2 to $4 per edition of a magazine, you know, $10 for a subscription to a newspaper. And that's just so much more than they're willing to pay online.
Does the iPad change the game for the magazine industry? The Boston Consulting Group says maybe yes. John Rose is managing director. Thanks so much, John.
Thank you very much.